service is not an affirmative force. It simply reoccupies the space vacated by the light.
This is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
It should be uncomfortable for a believer to live as a hypocrite.
Delivering people out of the bondage of mainstream media
and the philosophies of this world.
God has called you and me to be his ambassadors, even in this dark moment. Let's not miss our moment.
And now, the Hamilton Corner.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Hamilton Corner. I feel like I've been working on this program all weekend. Thank you for tuning in to the show. My name is Abraham Hamilton III. I'm the host of the program, joined by the Corner Contingent. Right across from me, my man, 100 grand, Mr. Bobby Rosa. He was not in the White House in December of 2017. And in the screening room, we have producer extraordinaire, often imitated, never duplicated, the real Jay Mack, ladies and gentlemen. Neither was he in the White House in 2017. Don't go too far, ladies and gentlemen. Double R's in the building. Reed Ritter. Neither was he in the White House when Barack Obama may very well have led to the conspiratorial treasonous acts to do nothing too big, you know, just, you know, undermine a presidential election, manufacture, well, let me say not manufacture it, but utilize a manufactured intelligence development that contradicts what the intelligence community actually found, and then utilize that to start a Russian collusion hoax, impeach your political rival, accuse your opponents of doing what you're doing, and be emboldened because you thought you got away with it. So you rinse and repeat in 2017, 2018, in 2019, and then run up to the 2020 election, 2020, when I would argue divine providence allowed crackhead Hunter to forget his laptop. Then you do it again to say, hey, nothing to see here. We already know what to do. Russia, Russia, Russia. The same government actors comply with your efforts to then lean on social media companies to prevent the story from being disseminated. And a large swath of the American public is kept in the dark about what's really going on. And then you demand that the world recognize that Mr. Joseph Robinette Biden at the time got the most electoral votes of any American presidential candidate in the history of our country. And you tell us, don't believe our eyes. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Nevertheless, I remember reading Luke that darkness will be exposed ultimately. So at this very moment, as you're making a way, you know, not too big, not too heavy topics for the show today. You know, nothing too heavy. Oh, yeah, and don't forget, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama has some advice for you fathers and you mothers out there for your sons. Yes, yes, you know what that advice is. Oh, yes, yes, your sons need homosexual mentors, of course. They need them. Oh, yes, Mr. Ritter, need them. This is what he said. Wrote a song about it, like the hit.
Here you go.
At this very moment, many of you, if not most of you, are making your transition from your part-time jobs where you generate an income to your full-time jobs where you cultivate an outcome. And as you do so, I want to remind you to do so with intentionality, recognizing the primacy that God places on family and allowing the truth, really, that emanates from his view to inform your view. And if you have no clue what I'm talking about with the other things I described in this segment, then just stick around because we're going to get into it. To the Word of God we go. And today's portion in Scripture is not necessarily anything novel. It's a reminder because the times that we're in require this kind of reminder. I'm grateful to be back safely from Arizona. What an amazing time we had there, man. There's a powerful community of people endeavoring to serve the Lord there as they disciple their children in their homes and with the aid of grandparents and others. It's an amazing thing, and I'm thankful to God to be able to be a part of what transpired there this last weekend. But I'm also glad to be home. Ephesians chapter 5 is where we're going to go today. Ephesians chapter 5, starting at verse 5, we're going to go all the way to verse 12. All right. And this is what the Word of God says. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. I'm going to read that part again. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. It should really almost go without having to say it, but God is speaking through the Apostle Paul in this instance, directly addressing the Ephesian believers and saying that the believer has a duty to refuse participation and or complicity in darkness. That refusal would be what some might describe as a negative prohibition. Simply saying, don't do this. Don't do this. There is darkness around you, people participating in wickedness around you. Don't do this. I remember when I was young, there were some young cats my age, and they had some older dudes on the block teaching the young boys how to boost cars, how to steal cars. Some of the easiest ones to steal were the Cutlass Supremes. Some of y'all are like, what? Yes. Now, I end up learning later, one of the major reasons why the older guys were teaching the young guys how to do it, because often older guys would prey on the young guys' ignorance and would kind of encourage them in wickedness and conflate their ignorance with youthful zeal, and they would call it boldness. You don't have no fear. You're not afraid. And they would get the younger boys to do their dirty work. Thankfully, the Lord had people looking out for me. Say, Lil Abe, you got to go home. You can't go. Now, there are all kinds of things in that circumstance that went through my mind. You know, what is this going to be like? Everybody on the block will think I'm a punk. You know, all these things going on. But the scripture says that the believer should have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. I'm grateful to God now that there were some people around that kept me from participating in that. But at that stage of my life and development in my youth, I didn't have the strength on my own to refuse that participation. Then the scripture goes a step further. In addition to the negative prohibition, do not participate, do not be complicit in the unfruitful deeds of darkness. The text goes on to say, rather, in contrast, expose them. Now, that's a whole other level. That is an affirmative responsibility. It doesn't mean you put on your, or your Inspector Gadget, you're looking around and trying to find something to expose. But what the scripture is plainly confronting is that when wickedness is in your immediate vicinity, you have a responsibility to refuse it, but also to bring that wickedness to light. Now, again, this is not saying that you should make it your trade, that I'm going to go around like a super sleuth looking for things to expose. But the foremost function of this exposing is exposing what is internal. Now, we are at a juncture in our nation right now that is a pivotal point in our nation's history, where it seems some of the details and the dots are being connected with tangible evidentiary sources that indicate how what many of us have recognized was happening, how it actually transpired. Now, in this moment, and man, I don't want to say this as plainly as I can, and you guys know I say this often, it is true that I am a constitutionalist in terms of civic perspective. I told you guys, I the first time somebody said I was conservative, I said, you say what you want, I'm trying to live according to the scripture. But my allegiance is to God and God alone. I have no allegiance to any particular party. It is true. I tend to vote more consistently with one party than the other. But they're not my God. And I'll just as quickly confront things. And in fact, I think you do a better service to your, you know, chosen political side, if you will, if you tell the truth about what's going on your side. Doesn't mean you can't tell the truth about what's going on the other side, too. But tell the truth. And one of the primary reasons why I do that is because idolatry is a sin. There's no pragmatism exception to God's instruction to refuse to be an idolater. But in this moment, as information is being disseminated, evidence of partisan idolatry is at hand when there is a refusal to objectively assess the information if that information tends to cut against your chosen political persuasion. Now, I have been saying, and I've said it, and I'll continue to say it, I think the Trump administration's handling of the Epstein circumstance up to this point has been terrible. And I said that I thought it would be an enduring besmirchment of President Trump's second term legacy. I think President Trump has heard many of those objections and concerns being expressed, which is why he's now moving to say, in contrast to what he said previously on Truth Social, saying that people who cared about the Epstein circumstance were stupid and were former supporters and things of that nature. And now he even said, why do y'all care about that? Now he's saying, I'll release this grand jury transcript. I understand that. I think some people might appreciate that. I think it's going to run into some legal difficulty in trying to release grand jury transcripts. But I think the Epstein circumstance goes far deeper than what was discussed at the grand jury. But that's a conversation for another day in terms of that substance. But this information that is coming out, and I'm going to go into it in detail in the next segment concerning former President Barack Hussein Obama, there are some who are bristling at it, not because of the information contained in the release, simply because they have made an idol out of Barack Hussein Obama. It doesn't go any further than that. Some of them, in addition to the person, have made an idol out of Democrat partisan politics. And so their interest is in, you know, playing hockey goalie to keep the puck out of the net, so to speak. But I simply want to encourage you, if you're listening to this show, to revisit what the scripture says. Have nothing to do with, do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead, expose them. I know many of you who listen to the show trust what I say, which I appreciate. I simply will say trust, sure, but verify. For those of you who have tuned in, and I know you're there, because you had an inkling that I would talk about Barack Obama today, which I'm going to do. And some of you are waiting to hear what I have to say so you can disagree with me. I appreciate you tuning into the program. But I would encourage you to look up the documents for yourself. Assess them for yourself. And see whether or not there is any objective merit to what is being asserted. Because that is the only way you can fortify yourself against succumbing to idolatry, which in fact is a violation of scripture. Do not participate. Do not be complicit. Do not be a participant in the unfruitful deeds of darkness. Rather, expose them. That's what God says in His Word.
Uh, A Discipleship Minute with Joseph Parker.
The most exciting, fulfilling, and satisfying life you can possibly live is the life you live as you walk out God's call on your life. The wisest and best life you can possibly live is the life of embracing and running after the call of God. But His calling on your life must be accepted and then lived out faithfully. You can accept His calling and live it out by the power of the Holy Spirit and become a great blessing to the world. Or you can run from your calling. However, doing so will only lead to a very frustrated, unfulfilled life. It will result in a waste of a lot of money, energy, and time if you run from your calling. And be aware of this, wasted time is wasted life. Then maybe after years of frustration, if you live long enough, maybe you can say, okay, God, I will now do what you told me to do years ago.
Shining light into the darkness, this is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to the Hamilton Corner. Abraham Hamilton III here. Man, I just saw that Malcolm Jamal Warner passed away. Theo Huxtable. Didn't know that. Apparently in a drowning accident, according to what's being reported. I believe he was 54 years old. Man, I didn't know that.
Kicking on the wall.
Now, to the issue of the day, and I'm going to take my time and walk through this because this is extremely important. And as I said earlier, I know people are going to try to spin this into some type of partisan dialogue or partisan expression, and frankly, it's not. It's not. If you have a circumstance where there's evidence to support an allegation that the entire federal governmental apparatus was employed to thwart a United States presidential election, that impacts not just the person of the presidency, but the office of the presidency and the entirety of our republic. What am I talking about? At the end of last week, Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence under President Trump currently, dropped a bombshell. I saw it first on social media. Then I saw her doing several television interviews explaining what I'm going to dig into in this segment. So to start the show, I'll present to you what I began learning first directly from the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard herself. It is clip number two. Clip number two. Go.
Well, this is the thing, Maria, when you look at the assessments that were made, not just by one element of the intelligence community, but in my role as the Director of National Intelligence, I oversee 18 different intelligence community elements. And in the months leading up to the November 2016 election, the intelligence community agreed that there was no intelligence that reflected that Russia was trying to hack the election in favor of either candidate. The evidence showed, the intelligence showed that, again, Russia did not have either the intent nor the capability to be able to impact the outcome of the United States election. So it was very striking when we look back again at the documents that I declassified and released that shows there was a shift in early December, the first week of December. Again, another document was produced by the intelligence community, a president's daily brief that was consistent with every other assessment that was done previously leading up to the election. Russia was not, did not, this is after the election now, did not attempt to affect the outcome of the American election. That was never published. Hours before, it would have gone into President Obama's president's daily brief. It was pulled by a senior level intelligence official saying that they had to pull it because they had received new guidance. The very next day, this meeting was called, a National Security Council meeting, bringing all together all of the senior leaders of President Obama's cabinet. And the topic that was put forward was a sensitive matter. The task that came out of that meeting was coming from President Obama directing the intelligence community, then Obama's ODNI director Clapper, to produce an intelligence assessment that detailed not if, but how Moscow affected the outcome of the election that had already occurred, electing Donald Trump to the presidency. This document that they published in January of 2017 was the foundational groundwork that they continued to reference over and over and over again to enact this years-long coup against President Trump.
Now, y'all know I translate legalese, so that is what I am going to do. And I'm also going to contextualize the legalese to make sure everybody understands what it is that Tulsi Gabbard said, and now I'll just say this, that the Department of Justice has confirmed that a criminal referral has been made concerning the revelations contained in the documents that Tulsi Gabbard declassified and released on Friday. What she's saying, what she has said, what the Department of National, what the National Intelligence Office has put out, is that in the lead up to the 2016 presidential election, you may recall, she who shall never be president thought that she was going to be president. And the latter part of the election, news began to circulate internally. I won't say news, information internally, that she was going to lose. This is what led Hillary Clinton, it's the last time I'll say that name, to secure Fusion GPS in their development of the Steele dossier. All right. So that's when the chirpings concerning Russia began, shortly before the 2016 election. Remember when President Trump said my wires have been tapped and they mocked him all over media? Oh, nobody's tapping your wires. And he proved to be right about that. Remember that? Well, in the run up to the 2016 election, in November, leading up to the November 2016 election, the intelligence community created an ICA. That's an acronym for an intelligence community assessment. The assessment concluded that Russia had not attempted to influence our election by cyber means, nor were they capable of doing so. And the ICA said they were incapable of doing so in favor of either candidate. That's what the ICA said in the lead up to 2016, to the November 2016 election. After the election, the November election transpires on December 7th, 2016. After the election, the intelligence community under the auspices at that time of James Clapper prepared a document to be included in President Obama's daily briefing at the time. That document at that time, and this is what Tulsi Gabbard released on Friday, that document at the time said, quote, foreign adversaries did not use cyber attacks on election infrastructure to alter the U.S. presidential election outcome, nor were any foreign nations capable of doing so. Mere hours before this document was supposed to be formally included in President Obama's papers, President Obama said, no, 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 no. This is what Tulsi Gabbard is saying. This is what Tulsi Gabbard is alleging. That President Obama says, no, 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 don't include that in my documents. I want you to create a new ICA. Well, what is to be included in this new ICA? President Obama says, gather with me on December 9th. We are going to meet to discuss this. So there is documentation of this December 9th meeting at the White House where President Obama is gathered with National Security Council principals, including then Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, then CIA Director John Brennan, then National Security Advisor Susan Rice, then Secretary of State John Kerry, then Attorney General Loretta Lynch, then Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe, and others. And according to Tulsi Gabbard, in the meeting, President Obama expressly requested a new ICA to be created that does not query if Russia interfered with the American presidential election, but articulates how Russia interfered with the American presidential election. Do you see that distinction, ladies and gentlemen? Do you see that? The unmanipulated ICA said, man, Russia ain't do nothing, and they couldn't do anything. To which Fundamental Transformation says, no, I don't want that document. I need a new ICA. So following this December 9th meeting, James Clapper's executive assistant sends an email to the intelligence community leaders, tasking them with creating a new ICA, quote, per the president's request, end quote, that details the, quote, tools Moscow used and actions it took to influence the 2016 election, end quote. Again, do you see that distinction? According to Tulsi Gabbard, President Obama said, no, I don't want the original intelligence community assessment that says Russia did not, nor could they, influence the results of the 2016 presidential election. No, I want a new ICA that explains how Russia did it. So it's no longer a question if they did it, even though the intelligence community says, no, they didn't. Did y'all see this? Then James Clapper's email following that December 9th meeting goes on to say, quote, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence will lead this effort to produce the new ICA per President Obama's request with participation from CIA, FBI, NSA, and DHS, end quote. These are some of the documents. What I'm quoting from are included in the documents that Tulsi Gabbard just released. Declassified and released. Following James Clapper's email, according to the documents that Tulsi Gabbard has released, the various three-letter agencies began leaking false statements to media outlets concerning Russia, Russian collusion, Russia, Russian collusion. I know people try to say that she should never be president, didn't say anything about this. That's a lie. She consistently said immediately after the election that President Trump is an illegitimate president. Repeatedly. What the documents are revealing, that the official narrative was disseminated. Let's go back to James Clapper's email. Quote, per the president's request at the time, end quote. So the statements that were then leaked to the Washington Post in particular from these three-letter agencies carried this phrasing, quote, Russia has attempted through cyber means to interfere in, if not actively influence, the outcome of an election, end quote. Now, many of you, just like me, how many times did you hear that? Late 2016, early 2017, throughout President Trump's first term in office? Bobby says innumerable. How many of you knew that that came from the White House? And think about this. Post-election, thereafter, on January 6th, 2017, a new intelligence community assessment was released that directly contradicted the previous intelligence community assessments. The main source of information that was used to, quote unquote, support this new intelligence community assessment was the bought and paid for Steele dossier. Many of us have discussed that this happened. Now, Tulsi Gabbard is releasing documents that substantiate that this actually transpired. The intelligence community members knew the Steele dossier was not credible. Yet they went with it anyway. Again, going back to James Clapper's email, according to Tulsi Gabbard's released documents, per the president's request, end quote. Now I want you to think for a moment, and I can hear some of you right now. Trust me, I share your concern, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment as well. But I want you to think for a moment about all of the things that were swirling at that time, November 2016, January 2017, and to think about the things that happened thereafter. All right? While this is happening, while the initial intelligence community assessment says Russia didn't do anything in our elections, they can't do anything. Then President Obama said, whoa, don't include that in my official papers. I need a new assessment that shows how they did it. Not an if, but how. While this is happening, guess who's on the board for Burisma in Ukraine? Are you correcting the dots with me now? Guess who's on the board of directors for the Ukrainian gas company Burisma, who has zero experience in oil and gas, but is being paid quite handsomely? Oh, yeah, that would be one Hunter Biden, the one who was cussing the actor out today, by the way. I'm not going to get to that today. And what was going on at that time in Ukraine? Oh, yeah, that's right. There was a prosecutor general in Ukraine who was investigating Burisma. Now, all of this, guys, is happening at the exact same time. It's happening at the same time. And then we know because, you know, loose lips. Mr. Biden himself bragged, remember? You want to get the $1 billion, but if you want the $1 billion, you have to replace this prosecutor. What Mr. Joseph Robert and Biden didn't say is that the prosecutor was investigating the company that his son sat on the board of. Guys, this is happening simultaneously to the new intelligence community assessment being developed in the United States of America. I'm going to continue walking through this timeline because this is very important.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers real truth for today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
John MacArthur. This is David Wheaton, host of The Christian Worldview. On Monday, July 14th, 2025, in Southern California, the soul and spirit of one of the great preachers ascended into heaven to meet the God he so faithfully served and proclaimed. His name was John MacArthur. Only a small fraction of the world would recognize the immense spiritual impact that MacArthur had on millions around the globe, growing believers deeper in their faith and urging non-believers to repent and believe in Christ through his preaching, books, seminary, university, radio program, and more. MacArthur was a great preacher and man, but he would be the first to say that all praise goes to God for saving and transforming him. Hear part one of our program on John MacArthur at thechristianworldview.org, and then tune in this weekend for part two.
Listen to The Christian Worldview with David Wheaton, Saturday mornings at 8 Central on American Family Radio.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is...
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
It is good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-44-BIBLE. That's 833-44-BIBLE. 833-44-BIBLE.
The Hamilton Quarter Podcast and one-minute commentaries are available at AFR.net. Back to the Hamilton Quarter on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to the Hamilton Corner. Abraham Hamilton III here. Listen, I'm just trying to convey the information. Just to convey the information. So you have this going on while the Ukrainian Prosecutor General is investigating Burisma. Because they're like, Now, again, I've said many times, the Ukrainian nation as a government, there's no beacon of integrity. Let's just say it that way. It has historically been known as a hotspot for corruption. But a lot of the corruption at the time that this is happening had the fingerprints of the Obama administration all over it. All over it. So many principals of the Obama administration just so happened to be in Ukraine at the time. The son of the vice president pops up on the board of a gas company that's being investigated. Biden is saying, unless you fire this prosecutor, you don't get this $1 billion. And you aid, U.S. aid. So they actually fire the prosecutor because of Biden's threat. Then what happens thereafter? Remember who is the newly appointed attorney general under President Donald Trump? The former United States Senator from Alabama, who had served as United States Senator for Alabama for who knows, I don't know how long. Decades, as now the media pool is being saturated with Russia stories. But what people don't know is that the Russia stories are being leaked by people in the White House. Taking excerpts of the Steele dossier and various media outlets are running with it as if it's factual information, though the intelligence community knew from the beginning that it was a lie. But again, back to James Clapper's post-December 9th email. Per the president's request, they were tasked with creating a new ICA a new ICA that details the, quote, tools Moscow used and actions it took to influence the 2016 presidential election. So with the swirling media narrative, Jeff Sessions announces, after what, about 2 weeks on the job as attorney general, that he was recusing himself from the attorney general's position. All right? You guys remember this, right? To what end? Well, because, how many times did you hear this? Where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's smoke, there's fire. But what if the smoke started from the people? The smoke started from the people who know there was no fire. But they knew, if we just give enough, then our associates in the media will do the rest of our work. So then Jeff Sessions recuses himself. What happens next? Whoa, there's an appointment of an independent counsel. Special prosecutor. Who's it going to be? Oh, we need someone with trust, respect, that can be above the fray of partisanship. Aha, Bob Mueller. And remember, the principals in the White House knew it was a lie from the beginning. So they were more than willing to perpetrate this fraud on the American people, spend the American people's tax dollars, undermine the American people's willful choice in a president, and upend the free world. using the Steele dossier, which they knew was opposition research bought and paid for by she who shall never be president. Then, remember this, soon after becoming president, what happens? President Trump gets in office, begins to get whims of what's happening, calls Volodymyr Zelensky on the phone in Ukraine. Volodymyr is talking about one topic of conversation. Trump says, I hear what you're saying, man, but I want you to try to get to the bottom because something smells fishy over there. I want you to look into what's going on in Ukraine. And remember what the media did. Quid pro quo. Trump is involving a foreign nation to try to aid him. In what? What did they accuse him of? Do you remember? They accused President Trump of withholding U.S. aid. Remember this? In exchange for a political favor, which is literally what President Obama and Joseph Biden admitted that they were doing. You remember the old Rush Limbaugh adage? You know where to look because whatever the Democrats accuse you of, that's what they're doing. Remember that? They literally did this, but I don't want you guys to think about this. They perpetrated this fraud on the entirety of the American population. I never forget in teaching my civics class to my homeschool group, when we talk about the impeachment articles, we had to say, what are the only presidents to be impeached? And we had to add Donald Trump to this conversation. You have articles of impeachment filed because President Trump had the audacity to try to get to the bottom of what his predecessor had been doing in Ukraine, and yet they accuse him of doing what they literally did, quid pro quo. Then do we even need to talk about the criminal investigation of General Flynn, the Trump team members who not only were indicted, but who were arrested and went to jail following this Russia narrative that the Obama principals knew was a lie from the start. And they all just sat there.
There's no way. I mean, Shields will never be president, the most qualified presidential candidate in history. There's no way.
And then, guys, what happens with wickedness? When you think you get away with it, you get emboldened. FISA warrants filed using the Steele dossier. Remember Carter Page? Life's ruined over the Steele dossier. Lie after lie based on the Steele dossier. The entire narrative based on the Steele dossier. Become emboldened. Undermine the presidency. Fade the heat of the corruption you're doing in Ukraine. Now, President Trump is one looking suspect in Ukraine. Formalize investigation. Years, millions of dollars using a special counsel. Jeff Sessions recused himself for no reason whatsoever. People literally going to jail. And that's not enough. Oh, Schmovit hits. Voila. Joseph Robinette Biden can't get 1,000, can't get 2,000 people to show up at a rally. But you tell me 81 million people voted for him? Don't TT on my head tell me it's raining. How many people say, hey, you need to get over it. You need to get off the air talking about the 2020 election was stolen. Because I got eyes, man. And I kept saying it and framing it this way to try to put it in perspective. Who was the most popular president in American presidential history? I kept asking that question. I said, if you believe the narrative, how many times y'all heard me say that? If you believe the narrative, you have to believe that Joseph Robinette Biden was more popular than Ronald Reagan in the 80s, more popular than Barack Obama. Guess who was the second most popular presidential candidate in American history at the time? Donald Trump in that same election. So it just so happened that the two highest vote totals ever happened to occur in the same election? Oh, yeah, the American public was just so passionate. Look at American presidential voting records for the last 50 years. You tell me which one is an outlier and which one isn't. Then, continuing the emboldened, I mean, hey, they undermined a 2016 presidential election, got a president impeached. Why stop there? 2020, why not go for another election? God in his providence allows Hunter Biden's laptop to be discovered. What breaks into action? The same guy who led, and I'm going to read the email again. The same guy following the December 9th meeting. Director of National Security Clapper's executive assistant sends an email to the intelligence community leaders tasking them with creating a new intelligence community assessment, quote, per the president's request, end quote, that details the, quote, tools Moscow used and actions it took to influence the 2016 election, end quote. Hunter Biden's laptop is discovered, making sure the big guy's getting his cut of the crackhead that happens to fly on Air Force Two to China to broker business deals. But I've never been a part of my son's businesses. Laptop is discovered. Who rushes into action? Wouldn't you know it? James Clapper to the rescue again with 51 intelligence community officials. Oh, isn't it interesting how it all comes back to the intelligence community? And they all sign a letter saying,
well, any news reporting of this laptop, it bears the marking of what?
Russian disinformation. I mean, when you got a hit, that's like trying to tell Motown they need to get a new band. And if the funk machine is rolling, why change the band? So they go back to the well again, bearing the markings of Russian disinformation, following the same FBI going to, hey, pay Mr. Zuckerberg a visit. Hey, by the way, Zuckerberg, I'm not saying this is coming, but it may be coming. And I'm not saying it's coming, but just in the event it may be coming, that something may be coming that says something about a laptop and something about Hunter Biden. And it kind of really seems like it very well may be Russian disinformation. Don't you think? Don't you agree? Don't you think so, Mark? Would you not want to publish that, right, Mark? You wouldn't want that shared on your social media. No, you don't want to do it. You don't want to be a person that's responsible for spreading Russian disinformation on your platform. Now, do you, Mark? So you have the entirety of this story suppressed. Functionally, half of the country has no idea what's in that laptop. The other half is screaming, are you crazy? Our chief existential rival is China. How can we put a man in the White House who is on the payroll for China? And then it all comes folding down to now. Now, I will say, because at this juncture, like many of you, I was one of the guys, I'm trying to warn people, hey, man, listen, I don't know. And, you know, I'm not necessarily anti, you know, any vaccine, but are we sure this is a vaccine? And isn't emergency use authorization, doesn't that require there to be no alternative on the open market? And the Nobel Peace Prize was given for ivermectin, but all of a sudden the same media is saying that ivermectin is horse dewormer and all of this stuff is happening at the same time. And so when I initially saw all of this information unfolding, I'll tell you guys my immediate reaction. This should result in people being locked up. I shared on social media one word, treason. 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 I was encouraged this morning by the referral to the Department of Justice of this matter. And I understand, hey, you can't tell us all of the people that you're trying to investigate in this. That's cool. But I'll speak for myself. I'm not speaking for anybody else. Who's going to jail? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know. You have a conspiracy to undermine the nation that is the leader of the free world. You have these wicked people, and I'm using wicked in the biblical sense, who knows what they have done. And when you say, nah, man, this doesn't sound right, they go, oh, there you go. You're just a partisan bigot. I'm like, nah, this don't sound right. How come all of a sudden, it's Russia, Russia, Russia? When at the exact same time, again, that you got to peep the whole scene. Remember when Barack Obama was running against Mitt Romney and he was asked, what is the greatest existential threat of the time? And Mitt Romney said, Russia. And what did Barack Obama say? hey, Mitt, the 80s have called. And they want their foreign policy back. in the whole country. The media just laughed. But now you want me to believe that Russia has the ability to come to somehow to kind of superimpose their way into our election. And they depended upon the ignorance of the American people to do it as they deceived the American people. I'm grateful for the report, grateful for the information, but I'm just going to tell you plainly, who's going to jail? I know who I think should go to jail. I'm going to spend some shows later in the week. I didn't get to talk about yet because I talked about this the whole time. Barack Obama saying boys need gay mentors. And in the clip, he goes on talking about his experience in college, yet he wants us to believe he evolved on the issue of same-sex marriage once he became president. Man, he's lying. If you had this powerful encounter with a homosexual professor in college, you knew what you believed about same-sex marriage before you got elected president. I'm going to play the audio for you. I got the clip. I just didn't get to it today. I'm just telling you plainly, man, I'm sick of being lied to, sick of being manipulated. And there's nothing big at stake, you know, just the most prominent superpower in world history. That's all that hangs in the balance. Guys, this stinks to high heaven. And don't you think for one moment that this is going to make me take my eye off the ball, take the eye off of Epstein. But I still see him too. See, I can walk and chew gum at the same time. We'll get to that in another day. I appreciate the criminal referral. I appreciate the information. Who's going to jail? That's what I need to know. There's no way you should be able to do this. And you just go, hey, well, we're just going to ride off into the Secret Service sunset.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.